Okay, it's no longer the middle of the night, but I am still thinking over and wrestling with this huge subject of the Holy Spirit. It's such a big subject. It affects everything. Now, I want to read to you from a portion of the Bible that we don't necessarily always associate with the Holy Spirit. It's John chapter 14 and verse 26. And this is very specific. This is why I want to read it to you. But when the Father sends the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything that I've told you. Now, these are Jesus' words. I know that because they're written in red in the Bible. So Jesus is actually talking about the Holy Spirit, that he's going to come to the earth. Now, that's from this version, the New Living Translation. But let me read you that same portion of scripture from a Bible called the Amplified Version. It's not the easiest one to read because you'll see in a minute why. This is what it says. Same verse, John 14, 26. But the Helper, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will help you remember everything I have told you. Now that's quite the list, right? Like Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby. Like, I've got three names. Philip, John, Can. That's it. These are all these different names. That's a lot of names. So why the list? Well, last week, Danny talked about forgiveness of sins. We've got our sins forgiven, which is great news. It's wonderful to be told that. We're forgiven. God forgives us. But now what? You see, I don't just want to sit around waiting for the fact that my sins have been forgiven to pay off so that I can go to heaven. I don't live in heaven. I live in a real world. Outside the window here today, there's a guy sawing up wood. There's across the road, there's a building site, lots of people building houses. There's people driving up and down with their dirt bikes and their four-wheelers getting ready to go off and to ride the trails. I live in a real world like that. And maybe, just maybe, this list, the Helper, the Comforter, the Strengthener, the Counselor, the Advocate, the Intercessor, maybe all those titles and lists are to help me with living in the real world that I find myself in. That's a thought, right? Now there's on that list, there's certain names that I'm drawn to. There's other names that I think, okay, not so much. But there's certain ones that I just gravitate towards. And one of them is the Strengthener and the Intercessor. That's the other one, right? I think Strengthener just because it's strong. Intercessor because, honestly, it sounds like Interceptor. And that's something like from Star Wars or something. So the Interceptor, dun, dun, dun. So, but anyway, Strengthener or Intercessor. Now, one of the titles of the Holy Spirit is Strengthener. He's a Strengthener. Now what does that mean? Let me tell you a story about crabs. Crabs, you know, crabs walk sideways. You eat them at the sea. Crab boat fishermen and crabs. Crabs go through different stages of growth. And when they grow, they pull themselves out of their shell. The top of their shell pops off like a little hatch on a tank, and they draw themselves out of their shell, and their exoskeleton, the outside skeleton of their body, hardens over the soft flesh. And at that point in their life, they are incredibly vulnerable. So like fish can eat them, seagulls can eat them without smashing into their crust. They can be eaten by almost anything. They're really soft in there, and they're pliable and spongy. Now, what happens when those peelers, the crabs, they're called peelers, when the shell pops off and they draw themselves out of their shell and they're all squidgy and soft and vulnerable, another crab, and listen, it's amazing, another crab will come alongside and crawl over its back to offer its own strength as protection. And I love that image. It's like when I'm exposed, when I'm not feeling as strong as I should, there's a strength that comes from outside of me, a strength that I don't actually possess in myself, that comes from the Holy Spirit, that helps me in situations where I just can't muster up the strength. Now, I can sit there and go, as much as I want, look like someone's got rampant constipation, but I can't muster up that strength. But God says in his word, and we've just read it, that when the comforter, the counselor, the strengthener comes, he brings that strength with him for my life. And I love that as a thought. Now, the other one, like I said, is the intercessor, not the interceptor, the intercessor. Now, an intercessor, and I wrote it down so I would get it right, is someone who intervenes on our behalf, who intervenes on my behalf and your behalf, who helps us in a situation a little bit like the strengthener, but intervenes on our behalf. I had a friend, and his name was Ado. Now, Ado, he was skinny guy, like a skinny guy. There was more fat on a jockey's whip than there was in the whole of Ado's body. Like, the guy was like 5'4", totally skinny, very English teeth, if you know what I'm saying, like everywhere. And totally skinny guy, right, real weedy guy. And he got sent to prison. He deserved it, and he wouldn't argue with that. He got sent to prison. And so when they stripped them all off and made him walk through the showers and stuff, some of the other convicts in the prison he was sent to were mocking him, laughing at him. Well, few people back in the line was this big, huge guy. Another friend of mine called David Knighton. And Dave Knighton pushes past everybody and goes standing next to Ado in the lineup where everybody's mocking him. And he goes, "He's my friend." He interceded on Ado's behalf. You know what? When the enemy is mocking me, when life is mocking me, when people are mocking me, when my own thoughts are mocking me, it's and like I'm stripped naked and bare. It's like the Holy Spirit just pushes his way through everybody and stands behind me like a giant Mr. Clean. Stands there and goes, "Hey, he's my friend. You mock him, you deal with me." Isn't that a great thought? And that's what he does. The intercessor. Now, we generally think of intercessors being to do with prayer, and they often are, because when we pray, we intercede on somebody else's behalf who can't do it for themselves. And that is a gift that we can give to other people, as is in the same way that the Holy Spirit gives that to us in our life. Now, another one is an advocate. This is another phrase that turns up in this list, the strengthener, the intercessor, the advocate. And an advocate is more like a legal term. It's someone who will argue on our behalf. This is the forgiveness that God gives us, like Danny talked about last week, the forgiveness of our sins. And the advocate, the Holy Spirit, it's like he comes to us, and he's around us. And when the enemy accuses us or reminds us of our sins, it's like the advocate, the Holy Spirit, says, hey, this is the forgiveness. This is the contract of forgiveness. And it's written in my blood, the blood of Jesus, and it's sealed with the power of the resurrection. That's what he does. And so this name of the Holy Spirit, he's real in my life. This doesn't just happen when I get to heaven, because I won't experience these things in heaven. Nobody's going to mock me in heaven. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to need extra strength when I'm in heaven. I need extra strength when I'm here on earth. I don't need somebody to advocate on my behalf when I'm in heaven. I need that here on earth. The next one, this is an amazing one. It's a great one. And it says this, the counselor. Counselor. Now, let me ask you a question, honestly. Have you ever thought to yourself, God, I have no idea what to do? Ever been in a situation where you're making a decision and it seems that every choice is wrong, or every choice is right, or every choice is, and you actually don't know what to do? You say, God, help me. Like, what do I do? And that's where if we listen to the Holy Spirit guiding our life, he can guide us and move us very subtly. Sometimes when I'm in that situation, I'll stick worship music on. And I'll just sit there listening quietly to worship music. And then I'll just start to think about the decision that I'm making. And very often, deep inside, in the part of me that knows, I call it my knower, it knows what is right and what's wrong. And it knows, and the Holy Spirit will just let me know when I think about something, no, this decision doesn't feel good, or that decision does feel good. And he guides us and gives us counseling in what we're supposed to do. One of the other titles which goes together with the counselor is the helper. Now, I see these two together for a very specific reason. And the reason is this: when God has counseled me, when God has guided me, when God by his Spirit has just, I just feel this is the right thing to do, the helper comes along and helps me to put into action what God has asked me to do. I mean, it's like he gives us all the help that we can possibly need. And he just lays it all out there for us in this incredible gift called the Holy Spirit. So the helper comes alongside and helps us to do in our lives what God is asking me to do. Now, like I said, this isn't about heaven. I won't need help to praise God when I'm in heaven. I won't need help to run around and enjoy the new creation when I'm in heaven. I won't need help to make the perfect sinless cast into a perfect sinless lake and catch a perfect sinless fish. I won't need help to climb a perfect sinless mountain in a perfect sinless body. I won't need the helper's help to do that. But in this life, on this earth, I need the helper's help. I need him all the time. And he's right there to help. And the other one that I mentioned the other week when we were in church was the comforter. Now, I have troubles with this term. And it's not one of the names of the Holy Spirit that I naturally gravitate towards. So I do have troubles with it. The comforter. And part of the reason I have a problem with the name comforter is because of the comfort blanket, like a comforter, a blanket, stick your thumb in and it's a comforter. But sometimes, comfort is what we actually need. I had somebody phone me, a good friend phone me, and she said this. She said, Phil, I need the comforter. When my husband died, I needed the comforter. Daryl Treadway, some of you know Daryl, when his brother Dave Treadway tragically died, I was talking to Daryl a few days later, and Daryl said this. He said, I need to have a t-shirt printed that says this. Now listen to this. The t-shirt should say this: don't ask, just hug. Because he said, people keep coming up to me saying, how are you doing? Don't ask, just hug. And sometimes the job of the comforter and the Holy Spirit, not to ask, just to hug. We just need a God hug sometimes. Now, like I say, that's not a side of the Holy Spirit that I need or gravitate towards often. But there are times when tragedy comes, when tough times come, when we're at the end of our rope, and it's just, please, God, please, just hug. I just need a hug from the Heavenly Father. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, all those different names describe the characteristics that the Holy Spirit brings into our life. Now, at different times, I might need one or two or three or four of those. I might need them all at once. Or I might just need him to come alongside and strengthen. And I don't know exactly where you are. Now, physically or spiritually, you may be listening to this today and you resonate with one of those names. You know what I mean? You resonate with just one. It might be strengthener. It might be comforter. They seem to be opposite ends of the scale in some ways. You might need the dynamic power of God to help you make a decision. You may need to just sit quietly and weigh choices that you're making. You may need the helper to come alongside you. And I don't know, but you do. And more importantly, God does too. And that's what I love about the relationship that we have with God. God knows me better than I know myself. Now, my wife often knows me better than I know myself, but God knows me even better than my wife, which is quite a scary thought. So right now, God knows exactly what you need. Now, one name, one of the list of explanations of the name that I read from the Amplified Bible before, I haven't talked about yet, and it's the last one. It's really quite strange. It was standby. Standby. You ever watch the news broadcast and it says, "We have a correspondent standing by," and they cut to the shot where the correspondent is supposed to be, and there's just a blank screen. There is nobody there. And you can imagine everybody in the editing suite just going nuts, going, "Where's the correspondent?" And there's nobody standing there. It's just an empty screen. The Holy Spirit is never absent. When Jesus said, "The Father sent in the Holy Spirit," and we turn to the Holy Spirit for help, he's not absent. There's never a blank screen. He's on standby. He's waiting, ready, willing, and able to intervene and assist in our lives, to give us, not to assist. That sounds so belittling. It's more than assist. Hey, God is not my co-pilot. God is the pilot. And the Holy Spirit doesn't come along and assist. He powers and drives my life. So it's not like he's only there as standby for when you can't suddenly cope. No, he's there standing by, ready to be invited to be part of our everyday life and existence. He is ready to stand by. Now, one of the terms for the Holy Spirit is Parakletos, which is a strange name and you don't really care. And it's the Greek word Parakletos. Now, in military terms, Parakletos can be described as special forces troops who would be standing by right next to the commander-in-chief in a battlefield, and they would stand there, and the commander-in-chief would be surveying the battlefield. And if he saw a group of soldiers over in that area who were struggling in the face of the enemy onslaught, he would look at the Parakletos, he would look at those special forces troops and go, "Over there, go over there and help them." And they're standing by ready. And I love that military picture of the Holy Spirit, that God looks at my life and he looks at our lives and he looks at our church life and he sees an area where we're struggling and he says, "Hey, Holy Spirit, go there. Be the special forces, be the Holy Ghost special forces in that person's life, in that point of need." What an incredible thought. What an incredible picture. Now, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know exactly where you need to tap into the Holy Spirit today, but I know you do, because I know I do, and I know we all do, and I know that God would not have sent the Holy Spirit to the earth unless we needed him. He gives us exactly what we need, and we need the gift of the Holy Spirit in our life. So whichever one of those titles, and I'll read them to you again, whichever one of these resonates, I want you to ask God to make this title more relevant in your life. So it says this, I've got to put my glasses on to see it. "But the helper, the comforter, advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will help you to remember everything that I've told you. Whichever one of those names you need today, ask God to send the Holy Spirit into your life as I pray in mine to help you in that specific area. He bless you and stay safe. In Jesus' name, amen.